Fears of a deepening trade war spooked markets on Monday, with stocks down in Asia and Europe. The Dow plunged more than 400 points at the open, but significantly cut those losses as the session went on. The worry sparked by a sudden warning leveled by the U.S. president at Beijing. Donald Trump on Twitter threatened to hike tariffs on Chinese goods by the end of the week. The sudden tensions come just as U.S.-China trade talks are set to begin again.
Two Reuters journalists walked free from prison in Myanmar on Tuesday after spending more than 500 days behind bars. Walone and Chosoo were convicted of breaking the Official Secrets Act in September and sentenced to 7 years in jail. It's a case that sparked outcry from diplomats and human rights advocates and raised questions about Myanmar's progress toward democracy.
President Donald Trump presented Tiger Woods with the Medal of Freedom on Monday, awarding the nation's highest civilian honor to the world's most famous golfer, who overcame an 11-year major championship drought to win the Masters in April. Trump said he would give him the award, quote, because of his incredible success and comeback in sports, and more importantly, life.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Tuesday. It's May 7th. And it's 5:10 in the morning. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of The Opening Bell. Another business day getting underway. Lots going on in the world of business today. Markets in the red in the U.S. again heading to The Opening Bell. We'll get to those numbers momentarily on the program today. A conversation about technology. Scale Up Chicago is on its way. This used to be the Tech Summit. And Julia Knaus, the CEO of the Illinois Technology Association, will be here with us first up this morning to talk a little bit about that. A little bit later in the program, after the jobs report on Friday, the folks over at Glassdoor have done a deep dive into the data to talk more about regional impact of the numbers. And we will talk with Daniel Zhao coming up from Glassdoor at about 5:38 this morning to see what job growth looks like in Chicago and wage growth as well. Again, that's about 5:38 this morning. But first, let's begin on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk. Stocks are seeing modest losses at the close on Monday after a deep downturn earlier in the day. The Dow managed to turn around a nearly 450-point loss during the trading day to end with just a loss of 66 points. Yesterday, stocks began the day lower as investors reacted to a tweet from the president saying he had increased tariffs on billions of dollars worth of Chinese goods. This morning, futures are in the red, though, as we head to the opening bell, down nearly 119 points on the Dow, 0.5%, down nearly 0.5% on the S&P, down more than 0.5% on the NASDAQ. Markets in the red in Japan this morning after Japan returns to business after long holiday. The Nikkei down nearly 335 points, 1.5%. The Hang Seng up nearly 0.5%. The Shanghai up more than 0.5%. In Europe, markets in the red as well. In London, Germany, and France, off anywhere from 1/3 to nearly 0.75%. And oil in the U.S. is at $61.86 a barrel, which is down about 39 cents from the last check on that. The update on the trade situation is this. U.S. officials are blaming China for backtracking on commitments in trade negotiations. The U.S. Trade Representative told reporters that the change has happened within the last week and called it unacceptable. Robert Lighthizer also says he plans to put out a notice that the Trump administration will increase tariffs on nearly $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, as well as impose new tariffs on other Chinese imports starting Friday. Lighthizer still thinks trade talks with Chinese officials will continue later this week, but Chinese negotiators have said they're considering pulling out of those talks because of the threat of increased tariffs. The Secretary of State says that shrinking Arctic sea ice will open up new opportunities for trade. Speaking yesterday at a summit of Arctic nations in Finland, Mike Pompeo said that the region is home to 13% of the world's undiscovered oil, 30% of its natural gas with uranium and precious metals. As the ice melts, Pompeo says time travel between Asia and the West could be slashed by as much as 20 days. Pompeo avoided the phrase climate change completely from his talks. The reason why: the Arctic ice is melting. The Los Angeles City Attorney is filing a lawsuit against tax preparers H&R Block and Intuit for allegedly misleading low-income taxpayers. The city attorney in Los Angeles argues that the companies intentionally obscured, failed to disclose the difference between the free file program and paid products. The IRS requires firms to provide the free file program for anyone with an income under $66,000. Fewer than 2.5% of taxpayers use it. And the attorney in Los Angeles, as part of this lawsuit, said that part of the reason is for the low participation is because tax preparers deliberately hide it so that they can make a profit. This lawsuit will be watched nationally in other places like the Chicago area as well. Let's begin front and center this morning. The Tech Summit, Scale Up Chicago, is coming up. Julia Knaus is with us this morning, the CEO of the Illinois Technology Association. Julia, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm right, and this used to be called the Tech Summit, right? The Chicago Tech Summit?
Yes.
So tell us about Scale Up Chicago.
Yeah, so this is our third year hosting this event. It's a great opportunity. We bring together our member companies, which are growth and enterprise tech companies here in Chicago, for a day of, you know, getting outside the office, getting outside their four walls to connect with each other and learn from experts across a variety of topics that really help them grow their businesses.
Who can we expect to hear from this year?
Yeah, we've got a great lineup this year. Kicking the day off in the morning is Mats Linderhausen. Mats is a founder and CEO of Because, which is a platform for investing and building businesses with a purpose bigger than their product. So kind of that idea that if your brand has a strong conviction around why they exist and who they exist to serve, they actually end up attracting better employees, more loyal customers, and are therefore more successful. So he's kicking us off with a bit of an inspirational opening keynote to help kind of drive that why you're doing what you're doing. We'll also hear from some of the folks at YCharts. They're putting on a session on why silos suck and how you can get beyond that kind of siloed thinking to really interact well as a team.
A couple of things that happened happens at this conference, and I think it's kind of good for everybody in business, but it works for tech as well. Where you come in, you get to share the good and the bad, right? And that's the kind of conversation that you want to have at Scale Up Chicago. You want to have good experiences and bad experiences so everybody can learn from them.
Yes, exactly. And that's really the theme, you know, around this year's conference in particular, is really sharing those lessons learned. You know, what were the hard points that these individual companies and people went through to get to the good that they're at now?
One of the things that I think people want to hear, too, are those stories of not making it. Because it's sort of like a tear apart, right? A post-mortem on how things go. How hard is it for people to listen to that kind of conversation and sort of come to their own feelings and understand where they went wrong?
It's tough. I think mostly it's tough to get people to come talk about it. So we definitely have to look for speakers that kind of own their failures and that are comfortable, you know, speaking publicly about those. So sometimes it can be tough to find somebody that's willing to do that. Usually it's much easier to talk about your successes. And in terms of audience members, you know, I think it's that kind of reckoning and coming to truth about what is happening within their own business and finding those relatable moments. But I think it makes everybody feel a little bit better when you hear about those things that didn't go well. You know, we even internally at the Illinois Technology Association, you know, have a saying that we fail fast, fail forward. You know, so every time if we make mistakes, we want to make them quickly and we want to move on from them. And that's really kind of what we're talking about at the conference as well.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about how difficult it would be to get to have somebody to come in to talk about their failures, but I could see how that would be hard to do. So tell us, Julia, when is the event again and how can people sign up for it?
Yeah, so the event is happening this Thursday, which is the 9th. So it kicks off in the morning around registration opens between 8 and 8:45 with our first speaker on stage at 9, and it runs through the day. We will wrap up around 3 with our last keynotes and then have a little bit of time for networking and a cocktail as well. But the website to check out in terms of getting more information on the speaker lineup and to register is scaleupshy.com.
Julie, I want to take a moment to talk a little bit about the Illinois Technology Association, about what you do there and what some of the big issues are facing your members of your organization.
Yeah, no problem. So we're a trade association for the local tech community here in Chicago. Our mission overall is to grow the Chicago tech ecosystem. And we have about 450 members at the company level, and then all the employees get to access the benefits of membership. And we help them in a couple key ways. One is really with building community, creating programs like the Scale Up Conference for people to come together and learn and collaborate from each other. One is around talent. So that's one of the biggest issues facing our members right now, is finding and recruiting and retaining strong software development and engineering talent. So we have a lot of programs that help them in that space. And then the last place where we really help out is around branding and visibility, helping them build their brands both locally and nationally.
On the talent part of that, and we're going to have a conversation coming up here on the program about jobs, and the job market is very tight. But one of the areas of growth, one of the biggest areas of competition, is in technology. Talk to us a little bit about how hard it is for companies in this space to compete and find the kinds of people that they need in this job market.
It's tough. It's really tough. It's expensive. You know, luckily in Chicago, we can compete with some of our other ecosystems on the coast, in the Silicon Valley or on the East Coast, because we have a much lower cost of living. So that helps, you know, in terms of recruiting people in from other places. But it's still tough. It's a tight market. There aren't enough people kind of coming through this field. And our members especially feel a bit of a pull at that kind of mid-career level. So finding those managers and senior managers that have technical backgrounds and skills and that can also lead a team. I think the other place they're really working hard and want to make a difference is in creating a more diverse workforce. So a lot of our members are really focused on that and are putting initiatives and plans in place to try and diversify their teams as well.
And it goes back all the way to really to grade school, doesn't it? I know that we've had conversations on the program, too, before about increasing the number of kids who are going into this area by providing the kinds of things in school that they need to get them interested. That's a big part of it, too, isn't it?
It is. It definitely is, especially when you're looking at, you know, underrepresented populations. There's a study that came out from Microsoft just recently that talked about that young girls are interested in careers in STEM, in science and technology and math, at a pretty young age, at around age 10, at about 75% of them say they're interested in careers in that space. And by the time they turn 14, that drops to 15%. So there's definitely a need to grab them early, get them interested, get them strong role models so that they continue to stay interested in careers in that field.
Wow. So from 70 to 15%, what happens in those few years?
You know, I think there's a bunch of things. You know, I think some of it's probably natural decline. I think that there is still some bias in our schools, you know, towards math and science being fields for boys. So I think you start to experience some of that, especially if these girls are going through, you know, that's the time period that you're entering middle school, and there's a lot of kind of societal pressures and stuff on girls too. It's not cool, you know, to be nerdy or smart or be into some of those kinds of things. And so I think you see some of that drop, and, you know, we're working on programs that help with that. We have a job shadow program where we bring together young women from Chicago Public Schools and match them up with our member companies so they can spend a day learning about what it's like to work in the technology industry, kind of across the board, but we put a heavy focus on those software development and engineering programs for sure.
Well, Julie, we appreciate you being on with us and talking to us a little bit about this morning, and all the best with Scale Up Chicago coming up again this Thursday, and please come back and visit with us.
Thanks for having me.
Julia Knaus is CEO of Illinois Technology Association. Again, Scale Up Chicago is this Thursday, and you can find more information online at illinoistech.org or at scaleupchicago.com, scaleupchicago.com and illinoistech.org.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in this morning for another edition of The Opening Bell. It's our Tuesday edition, the number of job openings in Chicago is higher than the national average, and so is the median pay. The latest Glassdoor.com job market report is out, and joining us this morning to talk a little bit about it is Daniel Zhao, senior economist at Glassdoor. Daniel, I want to begin first by looking at this follow-up to the jobs report, a really strong jobs report last Friday. I want to talk locally about what we're seeing in the Chicago area and a few other big cities. Is there a headline from the research that you have put together here?
Yeah, so for Chicago, in Glassdoor's job market report, we're really seeing a sweet spot of growth in both job openings and pay, which is a good sign for inclusive growth.
So give us a sense of this. I know the pay part of this is an important thing because we've been seeing that nationally as well. What are some of the numbers here involved?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so pay in Chicago is up 1.6%, which relative to the national numbers on Glassdoor of 1.4% is roughly in line with average, a little bit above. And then for job openings, Chicago's up 0.8% versus actually a small decline nationally of 0.4%.
What's happening in Chicago that might be different from the rest of the country where these numbers are concerned?
Well, Chicago has an advantage over some of the larger cities like New York or in San Francisco, where rising cost of living is really eating into pay as well as the incentives for employers to move to those cities. Chicago benefits a little bit from being able to attract employers who aren't deterred by that cost of living issue.
I would encourage anybody who hasn't seen the data yet that you've put together to go and look at it, because you've gotten it's very detailed. I'm going to go down some of the different job openings here. Depending on what you're looking for, I mean, construction jumps off the page here, consumer electronics, some other areas as well, information technology. These are the areas in Chicago where there are the most job openings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's especially interesting how diverse it is. Like, there certainly are some industries that are doing better than others, but it's certainly not concentrated in just blue-collar positions, for example, or white-collar positions. It's really broad-based.
Any surprises from those numbers? I know there are a couple of these different sectors that we see double-digit negative numbers. Any of those surprise you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say probably the most surprising is the internet and tech number. Obviously, this is a smaller subset of the broader technology industry, but that saw a 71% drop in job openings. That's pretty large. We suspect that that might have to do with the fact that early 2018 was pretty strong for the tech industry, but then you saw a lot of scandals and concern about regulation come in, which might be deterring larger employers from hiring more until they understand exactly how that's going to shake out.
From the number of, let's look at employer size here, the open jobs by employer mm-hmm. size. What do these numbers tell you?
Well, I think it's really interesting to see strong growth in job openings for the smallest employers, and that's a trend that we see nationally as well. I think that's a very positive sign. Small businesses represent a very large percentage of employment overall across the American economy. So confidence amongst the smallest employers is really a positive sign for the labor market overall.
Right. So if you look at, let's say, employers employ under 51 employees and 51 to 200, both of those together, 14.2% and 9.5%, that's a strong showing by small business.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's definitely a good sign for Chicago and the broader economy.
So if somebody is out there still looking for a job, and we know there are lots of people still out job hunting, or maybe they want to switch job, who's getting paid the most? What kind of position?
Well, it's interesting because there are certainly some, I guess, like traditional white-collar positions that are getting very high pay, everything from attorneys to data scientists. But those jobs are actually seeing slower pay growth. In fact, the jobs that are seeing the fastest pay growth are jobs at the lower end of the wage spectrum. So jobs like bank tellers, cashiers, bartenders, And some middle skill jobs like truck drivers as well are seeing very, very strong wage growth.
Yeah, bartender up year over year, 9.9%. What would be happening in that sector?
Well, some of that has to do with the increase in minimum wages and how that puts pressure on the bottom end of the wage spectrum. But just in general, we're running out of workers. The labor market is running out of workers, and employers need to raise wages in order to attract people off the sidelines.
And talk to us a little bit more about that. I mean, in addition to raising wages, what are employers doing to try to stay competitive as they, again, compete for whatever worker is out there vying for the few jobs that are available or these jobs that are available?
Mm-hmm. I'd say employers are really doing two things. One of which is that they're looking to improve non-monetary compensation. So you might see employers focus on things like better benefits or better on-the-job training. And on top of the second thing I would say is that employers are realizing the value of some of the intangibles, like not even compensation-related, but culture-related, to help people really feel connected to the employer and their workplace.
It is, as we go through the list here of all the different job and pay, year-over-year pay numbers, there are very few of them that are actually seeing a decrease, and that has to be continuing to be positive.
Yeah, overall, these numbers are very positive for the labor market. I know that there's been some concern recently about a slowdown, but the labor market is still historically tight, and that's really translating positively into pay.
And the million-dollar question, I think, is how long can this continue? How long can we see these numbers continue?
That's a great question. I think the long story short, we're not at full employment yet. At least for the next few months, we certainly anticipate pay growth to remain strong and the labor market to remain healthy.
What advice would you give potential candidates for jobs in the competitive areas to set themselves aside from, to make themselves look different from the others?
That's a good question. I'd say it's all about making sure that you have the right balance of skills. So obviously, as, data and technology really comes to the forefront, brushing up on those skills is very valuable. But there are also a lot of soft skills like communication and leadership that are really portable and useful across a wide variety of job titles and industries. So I would say really making sure that you have that balance of hard and soft skills is important.
Give us a sense of how you put these numbers together. How is it different when you see like the jobs report from the last mm-hmm. week? How do you pull some of this data together?
Mm-hmm. Well, Glassdoor's job market report is interesting because it's a real-time insight on job openings and pay. So we, as one of the largest jobs and recruiting sites in the country, we have a unique perspective on the number of job openings across the entire economy. And also, because a lot of users come to Glassdoor and use it as a forum to share their salary information, we can use that to understand what the trends in pay are across the United States as well.
What else from this report would you like to highlight? And I guess one of the things I'd like to know is how Chicago is competing with other big cities.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's interesting to see the combination of job opening growth and pay growth. So, for example, there are some cities like New York, which have very strong pay growth, but they actually have a decrease in job openings. And I think that that's a signal that some of the larger cities are really suffering from cost of living issues and perhaps more inequitable growth, whereas you have a few cities in the sweet spot like Chicago, Atlanta, and I believe Seattle, which have both an increase in job openings and an increase in pay. And I think that that's really a positive sign for those local labor markets.
And if you are outside of Chicago and you're looking for a job, these numbers are attractive enough where you should look here if you want to move.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that this data can be an interesting tool for job seekers to consider where they should be relocating to.
All right, Daniel, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Daniel Zhao, a senior economist at Glassdoor.com, with us on the Job Market Report. You can find that at Glassdoor.com. Also, have linked out on social media to that this morning.
You're listening to the opening bell on 720 WGN.
On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, futures pointing toward opening losses on Wall Street. Dow futures down 119 points this morning, nearly a half a percent. S&P futures down nearly a half a percent. NASDAQ futures are off more than a half a percent this morning. Now, agriculture and commodities. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. The weekly crop report yesterday showed that 23% of the nation's corn acres were planted as of Sunday. And looking at some of the state reports, Illinois reported 10%, Indiana 3%, Iowa 36%, Missouri 49%, and Nebraska with 35% of the corn crop planted as of Sunday. Another down limit day in lean hog futures at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, and a very red screen on the grain market as well. Have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Now the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for this Tuesday, May the 7th. On the schedule today, the job openings and labor turnover survey is due out. We'll also get a report on consumer credit. The Red Book is due as well. Fed Speaker Robert Kaplan on monetary policy today. At Google, the CEO expected to showcase much-anticipated updates to the company's hardware lines and artificial intelligence today during his keynote at the company's annual I.O. conference for software developers. And on the earnings calendar, quite a few earnings today, among them Cinemark, Dean Foods, Energizer, Marriott Vacations, SeaWorld Entertainment, Electronic Arts, Lending Club, Match Group, Papa John's, Sprint, TripAdvisor, Western Union, Jones Lang LaSalle, and Roadrunner Transportation Systems. Just some of the things that could move the markets on this Tuesday, May the 7th.